Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great, good morning to you. It's going to be, well, mostly cloudy today with some variable high cloudiness mainly through Monday. Scattered showers, windward, isolated showers, leeward. That means not much rain on the leeward side. A little bit of rain maybe crossing the cold, though. The high today, 89, between 84 and 89. And get this, the lows, 70 to 75. Winds are trades, except variable winds will come to us Sunday and Monday. Taking a tour of the tours. Check it out. Jessica Korda, Danielle Kang, Brooke Henderson, Nasa Hataoka. What an awesome leaderboard on the LPGA. They're playing in Asia. And so is the PGA Tour, CJ Cup at Nine Bridges, Justin Thomas, Danny Lee, Cameron Smith, Wyndham Clark, and Jordan Spieth at the top. And unfortunately, Brooks Koepka has injured the same knee he had the stem cell surgery on, slipped on some wet concrete, really whacked it out, had an MRI, and doctor said, don't play for a while. He shot a 75 that day, and he was obviously in some pain. So that's what we've got going on. Let's get to our guests. We've got a fabulous list of guests for you this morning. First off, we're going to be talking with Mark Rolfing. He's got an update on Top Golf. We'll be with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And just to bring you up to date, the City and County of Honolulu entered into a public-private partnership with Topgolf Hawaii, which would invest $50 million, replacing the Alawai Golf Course's traditional driving range with Topgolf, which is also a driving range, but with high-tech amenities and entertainment. Now, a lot's been going on behind the scenes. Mark Rolfing is one of the people who's going on behind the scenes with what's going on. He's in the clubhouse now. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you? Sounding very lively over there today.
There's a lot going on in the world of golf, and I'm excited to hear there's an update about Topgolf here in Hawaii. Waikiki would be the perfect location. So what is happening?
Well, I will tell you this. I'm on my way to Honolulu to spend a couple days over there on Monday and Tuesday, but I am highly optimistic with what is happening over there. We are definitely moving forward, and I feel strongly that this project is going to happen. It's taken longer than had been anticipated, but there's a couple of reasons why, and I kind of wanted to lay those out for you today. The first one is, this is really one of the very few Topgolfs that has ever been built in the middle of a golf course. Almost every Topgolf around America is built either in an urban area without a golf course or at a conflux of interstate highways, let's say, places like that. But this one is one of the first to be built within the perimeters of a golf course. So that adds some complications to it. But the really good news is, as we have studied Topgolf and what it should be and what is the best thing for the community and what is going to have the most desirable impact on that entire neighborhood, it's become clear that there need to be some upgrades made at Alawai Golf Course at the same time. There's no use investing $50 million in 7 acres of the 150 for Topgolf. And leaving the rest of the golf course in the condition that's in. Alawai is overdue for some upgrades, and I think everybody's come to the conclusion that we have to do whatever we can to initiate those upgrades. So that has added a little bit of a complication to it. One of the things is, it's become pretty clear, talking to the people in the community, that they would still like to have some form of just a pure driving range option. So we are analyzing that, and I think it's likely that you will see a smaller but driving range only type option more on the western part of the Alawai property. The city very much wants to maintain that option, along with having a Topgolf, and that's going to take some shuffling around of some of the holes. But the thing that's really impacted it more than anything, Danielle, is this flood control project. With all the talk about flooding and how Alawai Golf Course is going to be probably the single most important part of flood control, whether or not the Army Corps builds a wall around it or a berm or whatever they do, we know that that's where the flooding and the water all goes to. And for that reason, the entire plan for Alawai has to change. For example, when they redid the range 2 years ago, part of that plan was to have all the water go toward the driving range in the event of a flood incident. Obviously, we can't have that happen now because that's where Topgolf is going to be. We have to try to make sure that the water doesn't go there. And at the same time, you know, protecting the clubhouse and other facilities at Alawai and, of course, the rest of Waikiki. So we're working very closely with the Army Corps of Engineers, and the city and county of Honolulu have pretty much decided that we are going to have to take some flood control measures regardless of what the big plan does. But we simply have to do it because there's too much flood potential there at Alawai.
Absolutely. I mean, the golf course was designed and put there to be a protection zone, a flood mitigation zone. That's what a lot of golf courses in many communities, Coral Creek is one, where a flood basin is, and that's where the water can collect, and it's not going to damage homes, and people will be relatively safe with that in place. So another thing the Army Corps of Engineers was studying is the creating the reservoirs above the Alawai Golf Course to collect some of the water so it wouldn't come down the valleys, in the streams, and then just kind of rush across and into Waikiki. All of these things have to be taken into consideration, considering the rising sea levels that we're going to be dealing with. I'm sure this is a 40-year lease that Topgolf would have with the city, or is it 20 years?
It's 40 years, but, you know, it's going to go on forever and ever. And frankly, we are examining the possibility of putting a reservoir basin in on the site at Alawai right now, because we feel like the water has to be pushed into some area where it can be held and then re-released back into the canal. And so that is the thought process for creating a separate driving range area over on the west side, lowering the ground in there, and then the event of a flooding incident, it would actually act as a basin to hold some water. We think that would be a really positive thing.
Absolutely. Now, you've just finished this major refinement of Kapalua with Corin Crenshaw, which is about open for play in November. Who would come in? Do you know anybody who's interested in a refinement, a renovation? I'm not sure what to call it, of the Alawai Golf Course.
Well, it's hard to say. I think a lot would depend on how much change actually occurred to the holes. You know, right now we're doing the master planning itself and the studying just within the city and the Army Corps of Engineers. And looking at it, there would obviously be a golf course architect involved if holes were changed in terms of routing. So, for example, the terms at Kapalua, the term we used is refinement because the holes did not change in terms of routing or sequencing. They're the same number holes. They are still the same playing corridors. All that changed was the nature and character of the holes themselves. In the case of Alawai, because there are two big areas now that are going to be worked on, the Topgolf area and then potentially the western part, there could be some rerouting of holes, and in that case, there would be some sort of a golf course architect involved.
And then they would come in. Now, the western side is the closer to the ocean where the Alawai actually empties into the ocean. Top Golf side is the Kapahulu side, which is more protected with Diamond Head right there on the side of the course, so to speak. It makes sense to have, of course, the driving range, the regular standard driving range that we all know, to have it in an area where if it does flood, it wouldn't be a problem. There would be little damage to something like that. And then, of course, the course taking in most of the water. So who are you going to be meeting with on Monday and Tuesday?
Well, I'm meeting with the with Guy Kalakukui, Department of Revenue Services, and with the city. But most importantly, being on site out at Alawai with the McNaughton Group and the Kobayashi Group, who are the main architects of Top Golf, because the big decision that has to be made is, you're correct, Danielle, the water tends to flow from the Kapahulu side over more toward the western border. The ground is a little higher on the Kapahulu side, and consequently, what we don't want to see happen is water to be pushed toward the Kapahulu side. So I think regardless, you are going to see a fairly significant berm that runs through the Alawai Golf Course and would go all the way from Date Street, which is the top, down to the Alawai Canal. It would pretty much run north and south, and that would keep the water, the floodwaters, from going over into the eastern half of the project. And we would hold it on the western part and then ultimately have it dump into the canal and back into the ocean.
Interesting. And for those of you who are concerned about all of this activity, you must remember the Hawaii Golf Course, the whole golf industry has best practices, best management practices. In fact, there's a new Hawaii Golf Maintenance Best Management Practices handbook we're going to be talking about later in the show that really demonstrates the concern, the level of care for and stewardship of the land, and making sure that it is sustainable, making sure that it is functional within the community, and making sure that everything within that piece of land is taken care of. And we're talking flora, fauna, animal, all these things. It's an ecosystem, and golfers love going to golf courses because they feel that. I mean, a mongoose will walk up to your golf cart with no concern at all and grab your sandwich because people just work together with the animals. Have you ever had that happen to you, Mark? Have something ripped off from your golf course that you were looking forward for lunch?
Absolutely, particularly the birds. And that's the one thing about a golf course. And Alawai is no different. Alawai is a wonderful bird sanctuary. I've seen a number of different species out there, but if you're not careful, they'll grab your spam moose a bee before you know it. But you're right. The key word you use there, Danielle, is sustainability. And every decision that's being made, and that's one of the reasons why this has taken as long as it has, is we have to come up with a plan that has long-term sustainability. Throughout America, we're seeing municipal golf courses closing left and right. We just had our golf annual golf conference where the report on the golf numbers is not particularly good for Hawaii right now. And one of the issues has been we have built some very difficult golf courses to maintain. They were expensive. They're beautiful. But are they sustainable? And particularly with the Alawai, which I truly believe is going to go back to being the hub of Hawaii golf, we have to make sure it's sustainable long term.
Yeah, and I know it's a beautiful course. It just needs a lot of work and a lot of people. I mean, it used to get 250,000 rounds a year. You know, that's an incredible number. I think there are more rounds played at the Alawai than anywhere else, certainly in the United States. And to see it come back and be strong and healthy and sustainable, of course, because that's where we've got to go in the golf industry. So you're going to be in Hawaii soon. I've got to talk to you about a couple of things that are going on in golf. I was struck watching Brooks Koepka. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. He did seem to be favoring a knee in the first round, kind of instead of bending down on the one that was just worked on, which is kind of natural. He bent over to pick up his ball using his other leg. But then it seemed to be really bad on that second round. He slipped on some wet concrete. Is that what it, at least that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what happened. He's on his way back to America right now. I think it's more precautionary than anything else. You know, he puts a tremendous amount of pressure on his knee joints with the way he swings, just like Tiger Woods did. You know, the knees are the force to resist stunts, really, in Brooks Koepka's swing. And I am concerned about it. I don't know whether it's a coincidence that it's the same knee that he injured before and ultimately had the surgery on, or whether it's just a coincidence that it's the same knee. But he needs to get it taken care of. And I think what you'll see is for him to take another couple months off and then start again out here in Maui.
Yeah, and probably take off President's Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that'll be a big question for him. I know he desperately wants to play, but he's got to really think long-term about his career. And all he has to do is look at Tiger Woods. You know, we keep talking about how old Tiger is, but Tiger's only 43 years old. He's not that old.
Thank you.
but he put so much pressure and did so much damage to parts of his body because of the way he played the game and because of the violent swings that he made, particularly earlier in his career, that Koepka's just got to figure out a way to not have that happen to him.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't need four or five surgeries on the same knee, one after another. And I really wish he would just let them knock him out. Do you have to be conscious when they do this stem cell process? He's screaming in pain. It doesn't seem like that's good for his mind.
I don't know. I mean, I sure would have been. I would have been knocked out, I can tell you that.
All right. And also, the PGA Tour was featuring one shot that will not forget, and that was Dustin Johnson's just about hole-in-one on the par 4 at Kapalua. I think that was just a couple of years ago. And when I saw that, I thought, I've got to ask Mark Rolfing. Of course, Mark Rolfing is golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports, Hawaii Top Golf spokesperson. He does so much. He's a golf influencer. And I need to ask Mark, will we see those kinds of shots with the refinement at Kapalua? Will we see, Bubba Watson started off with the driver off the deck on 18, surprising everybody with that move? Are we going to see that sort of thing, or is it really going to be too much tougher?
No, you are absolutely going to see that. We really wanted to protect what Ben and Bill created 30 years ago, and one of the things was that the 12th hole was going to be a drivable par 4. So we contemplated building a new tee a little further back there, mm-hmm. and ultimately decided, no, we don't want to do that. We want it to stay the same. We want to see somebody make a hole-in-one there one day, and I think you will. So 12 is not going to change. The holes that have changed are going to be dramatic, but they're the holes that I think where technology has really destroyed the integrity of the holes over these 30 years. And they're holes that really needed lengthening, like a hole number 3. That hole had become just a drive and an 80-yard shot with an 80-yard wide fairway. So that tee has moved back 35 yards, and there's a new fairway bunker up on the right-hand side. That's going to be the hardest tee shot on the course, I think. The same at number 10, the 10th hole that used to play into the howling trade winds and used to play long. Now that we don't have the trade winds that much anymore, it's just a drive and a little chip shot for most of the players. We moved the tee back at 10, 35 yards. That's going to be a completely different hole now. So there are areas that have become much tougher for the best players in the world, but we're not going to change really the integrity of the course at all.
Yeah, it's awesome. And the grass, from what I hear on one of the shows I was listening to featuring Mark Rolfing, is more durable and it'll be kept in a better condition. Tell us about the grass.
Yeah, so Celebration Bermuda is the grass that is going on the fairways. It's a fairly new grass. It is very durable, and it doesn't need as much water. And with the climate change that we're going through out here, Danielle, one of the things that's happened is the fairways have gotten softer and softer over these 30 years. And that has made it way more difficult for the recreational golfer. Some of those holes are impossible for them to play because the ground is just not hard enough and the ball's not bouncing. With the Celebration Bermuda, we're going to be able to put less water on it, maintain it differently, and get some of the bounce back. On the greens that are being resurfaced with this Tiff Eagle, this is where I really think the recreational golfer is going to benefit. The best players in the world can putt any greens. Augusta National has the wildest set of greens on the PGA Tour, and nobody complains about them. they can hold putts on the plantation greens, but the players that had trouble with the greens were the recreational golfers. So the greens have really been, as Ben Crenshaw says, calmed down. Much less undulation. There's all kinds of new hole locations for the tournament, but the greens are going to be way easier to putt, and that's going to help the day-to-day golfer.
So, yeah, when you said calm down, I was thinking you it flattened them out a little bit.
Like the eighth hole, if you think of the par three that goes over the gulch right by the entry to the course,
yeah,
that was a double-tiered green that basically now has only one level. It's got a tiny ridge through the center of it, but nothing of any significance. So that green is almost a flat green. Because we did that and because we made the green easier for the best players, we built a new tee there. So when you walk off the seventh green now in the Century Tournament of Champions, you're going to go down to the right, and that's where the tee is. It's sitting right on the gulch. So that has become a 220-yard shot across that gulch for the pros, with the wind coming across and from the right. So the green is easier, but getting to the green for them is going to be way harder.
Yeah, and when you talk climate change, you're actually saying that it's raining more on that couple of USI.
It's raining more, but the biggest thing, Danielle, is the trade winds are just not prevalent the way they used to be. Ben and Bill and I studied rain charts from Maui Land and Pine and wind charts before we ever determined the routing on the course, and we were averaging almost 320 days of trade winds a year out of 365. It was very consistent. That is down to about 150 now.
Wow.
Less than half the days are trade wind days. So what ends up happening is the holes, the real long ones that were designed to play in a trade wind, don't have the helping wind. But more importantly, what it does when the wind doesn't blow is the moisture stays in the ground, and it really softens up the fairways, and it just plays so darn hard for the average player that we really felt like we had to deal with that.
That's awesome. And you have. You've made it wonderful. Well, I can't wait to hear about what the meeting came up with that you're going to have. This is Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator with Golf Channel, NBC Sports, and of course with Hawaii Top Golf. And Top Golf, they're having a meeting, they're getting together, discussing the future and how things are progressing, making Hawaii Top Golf a reality. Something that a lot of us are looking forward to. I had one person on Facebook in particular said, when's Mark Rolfing going to be back on? I'd like to hear some of the local updates in particular about Topgolf. So thank you for being on the show, Mark.
Yeah, I'm really feeling good about it. I really believe it's going to happen, and it's going to be just an entertainment addition to Hawaii like we haven't seen. You know, so many people say to me, why can't we have a Top Golf? Everybody on the mainland has Top Golf. Well, we can, and I think we will.
Awesome. Well, I hope we talk soon. Thank you for being on the show. It's always good hearing your voice.
You got it, Daniel.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got a young man, Matt Rollins, executive director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. He is always young because he's always with the junior golfers, and they are so excited because the 2019 Asia Pacific Junior Cup is coming up, and those who did very well this year have qualified for the Michelle Wee Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Tournament of Champions in December. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
I've been thinking about the amount of Kona winds, and I don't mean anything about Kona. It's just, you know, coming from the south. 130, and that's only 130 trade wind days. Does that sink in when you think about, you know, climate change? I mean, that's incredible. And I'm just, I hadn't actually heard a number. And I've always known that, you know, the trade winds, they're missing. Oh, yay, they're back. Now, you know, we can do little dances, celebratory dances when the trades come in. Matt Rollins, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. The 2019 Asia Pacific Junior Cup, it's going to be played on the Tom Watson Phoenix Resort in the Miyazaki Prefecture. How exciting. Have you had any, when do you get to check out the course? I mean, you're going to walk in there blind.
Yeah, and I'm actually not going with the team this year, but we have Lauren Yama and Ryan Toole from the office, and then we have Scott Simpson. He'll be helping out with the team this year. And
oh, great!
So we have some experience on our hand with a U.S. Open and a past Ryder Cup team member, which is very cool.
Yeah.
But it's a tough one. The kids, the whole team flies over there and they get in at 9 o'clock at night, Japan time, and they have to be up at 5:30 the next morning for their practice round, and that's pretty much all they get to see of the golf course before they jump into these matches with a tough team from Japan.
For those of you who don't know what the Asia Pacific Junior Cup is, about 13 years ago it was created. Of course, Mary B. Porter King, president of a board of directors of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, founded over 20 years ago, and decided that this would be a very cool thing to do, have the top junior golfers of Hawaii compete in a Ryder Cup style event against the top juniors from Japan and do it every other year, one time play. play in Hawaii, next time play Japan. So the top 15 junior golfers from Hawaii are going to Japan in the next couple of weeks to compete in the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. And that's November 6th through the 8th. And this time it's hosted by the Japan High School Golf Association. Now, this is the entire country of Japan versus the state of Hawaii. And yet we do so well. And I just want to give a shout out to Dylan Archong of Kamehameha Schools, Blaze O'Connor of Kamehameha Schools, Lena Kalabuso Kui of Baldwin High School, Joshua Chung of New Valley Middle School, Joshua Hayashida of Hawaii Baptist Academy, Jong Jong Ho of Makua Lani Christian Academy, Isaiah Kano of Waiakea High School, Marshall Kim of Punahou, Noah Koshi of Hawaii Baptist Academy, Kyung Yong Lee of Iolani, Shayna Liu of Punahou, Tyler Ogawa of Kalani, Jake Sequin of Mid-Pacific, Jacob Torres of Iolani, Lacey Uchida of Waiakea, and Kelly Yamane of Iolani. They have all qualified. They are going. They are in this Ryder Cup style event. It is called the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. And how did they get in?
Well, we select from our points list. So it's pretty much a year-round list that these kids play their hardest, and we track their results throughout the year. And we take the top 10 boys and top 6 girls. So they qualify. And it's an amazing event. Obviously, we're in a tough situation there against Japan because they are super, super talented. And like you said, it's a country versus a state. But I did go with the team the last couple of years we were over there. And the kids definitely know their golf course a little bit better than we do. And it's a little bit different than what our kids see. It's kind of a forest-style golf course. So that tee shot is definitely a premium in keeping the ball in play. But it's amazing, and we're excited to have Scott Simpson there this year. He actually won the Dunlop Phoenix Open, which is the golf course right beside where we're playing. It was back in the late 80s or 90s he won. So it's going to be cool to have him in that area and talk to the kids about the golf course and get them prepped for the event.
And coaching. You know, he'd be a great coach, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's definitely he's coaching a few of these kids already. Individually, and then to have him there and to run these team meetings with the kids, I think it'll be awesome.
We're
excited to see how it goes.
We're excited to follow you. You'll have scoring on your hsjga.org site.
Yeah, we'll have some scoring there. It is a little bit more difficult to get some things uploaded just with time difference and stuff like that. But I think what we'll be trying to do is getting it posted on social media, which also populates into our social page on our website, so people could follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or on our website to see how the team's doing.
Excellent. Now, we also have the Michelle Wee HSJGA Tournament of Champions at Wailea Golf Club, the Emerald Course, December 7th through the 8th. So when she decided she wasn't going to play golf for a while, I'm sure a lot of people wondered how she was going to stay involved, but she's totally in for this event as well as for the We Love Ping Pong.
Yeah, and Michelle is amazing. Like, you can imagine what kind of a schedule she has. She's all over the world and kind of this global superstar. So for her to come back, sponsor this event, come out and mingle with the kids on the range and putting green, we've got some amazing pictures from over the years. And then to be here in April as well, play in the Lotte Championship and then go directly from that over to our table tennis fundraiser is unreal. So we're very fortunate to have an alumni like Michelle and giving back to the program like she does.
So the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, HSJGA, that's what the abbreviations stand for, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. If you've got a golfer who has been working in different community groups and playing or just playing with you, you should really consider Hawaii State Junior Golf Association as a really great place, because don't you start them at 7?
Yeah, the kids can join the program at 7. We have a 7 to 10 age division in our events. So they can definitely look at our programming. And obviously, a lot of these kids advance to there, too. They start off a little bit more locally. There's a lot of great junior golf organizations on each island as well. So the kids will kind of start out there and get to know competitive golf a little bit and then work their way up to Hawaii State Junior Golf. So, and then we really just try to help them with many opportunities through the game and help them move on to college and make those plans. And then once they're alumni of ours, they tend to give back, and they're a big part of the program. So it's got a great foundation, and I think Hawaii is definitely lucky with the amount of people that put time into junior golf. So, yeah, we just want to help out as much as we can.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, the Michelle Wee HSJGA Tournament of Champions, this is a stroke play competition for age group and for the best of that age group. Is that how that works?
Yeah, so these are kids that have won an event throughout the year in their age division, or they've made it through our points list. And it's a great couple of days at Wailea on the Emerald Course. So they've been hosting it for a long time now. And on December 6th, we actually have a banquet for all of the kids. And our graduating seniors, they get up and give a senior speech. And they talk a little bit about their junior golf career and where they're headed. So it's a great weekend.
Yeah, I was there one weekend. It was wonderful to see the excitement and the camaraderie, all the different ages all together at the banquet, and each learning from the other. It's a real Ohana family, very family environment, and the kids helping each other. And, of course, competing against one another and then having something to aspire to by watching the older kids. It's a wonderful a wonderful organization. So again, yes, absolutely. What you said about, you know, you start off in a local golf group, whichever it is, and the kids learn, and then as they're ready to go into real competition like HSJGA offers, then they can work their way up. It's kind of like graduating. Thank you so much for being on the show, Matt Rollins. I'm sorry you can't go to Japan, but you have to stay home.
That's okay. I'm off to a conference on the mainland, actually, that's where all of the state golf associations meet every year. So I'm going to head over to that, and I think having Scott Simpson going in my place is just fine.
Oh, I do too. I think Mr. Simpson will be able to provide them with the leadership they need. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Take care.
You too. Aloha. We've got this fabulous thing I want to present to you, and I want a copy myself. You can go to HawaiiGolfBMP.org and see what we're talking about while we're talking about it. It's a 158-page handbook. It's the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association, Hawaii Golf Maintenance Best Management Practices. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We are located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Got a powerful leaderboard going on. And of course, they've already finished three rounds of golf. Justin Thomas, he leads after a 68-63-70. Danny Lee, Cameron Smith, he's from Australia. So is Danny Lee, Wyndham Clark, and Jordan Spieth. Isn't it nice to see Jordan Spieth back up there? 70-65-70. So we'll see if he can hold it together for another great round. It's so much fun watching the ladies. They're playing and doing a fabulous job. We've got Jessica Korda and Danielle Kang and Brooke Henderson and Nasa Hataoka, Kristen Gilman, Siyoung Kim, Angel Yin. Really strong leaderboard. They're all playing, of course, in Asia. So three rounds already. So they'll be playing tonight, our time in Hawaii at least, and then we'll know who the winner is before we wake up in the morning. I'd like to give away, with all this talk about golf, we have two rounds of golf for the ninth caller who dials 545-1111. Two rounds of golf, Mililani Golf Club. And you've got to go up to Mililani because the Mililani Golf Club is in absolutely fabulous condition. And I'm sure that they're also following best practices. And in the clubhouse now, we have Joe Vitam, golf course superintendent at the club at Kukui'ula on Maui. He's the steering committee member who helped develop the handbook that I mentioned earlier. It is the Hawaii Golf Maintenance Best Management Practices, or BMPs, and the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association is really the first in the States to put this handbook together. Also with him is Gina Ritzi, president of Radius Sports Group, a steering committee co-chair. Radius provides sustainability consulting with golf and sports, consults Golf Course Superintendents Association of America state chapters on best practices methods. Gina, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. How are you, Danielle?
Good, thank you. And Joe, how's it?
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. And I am so excited about this handbook. I'm serious. Can we get a copy of it? I mean, can we like send in money or buy one?
Yes, we will make sure you get a copy of it, a printed version. Yeah.
It's you can go online and you can go to Hawaii Golf BMP, bestmanagementpractices.org, and you can see it, okay? And you'll know what we're talking about. It's 158 beautiful pages. Now, the handbook promotes environmental stewardship, golf course playability, and, of course, overall health of the Hawaii golf and tourism industries. Tell us a little bit, Gina, maybe you'd like to lead. Tell us a little bit about how this all came about. What spurred this on?
Yeah, so we're so excited to share this handbook. We have been working on it the last 18 months, and really the goal is to bring together best management practices for our superintendents who are members of the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association to be able to reference best management practices for their daily operations. So it's really that the first goal as to why we brought it on was to be able to use as a reference point and eventually adopt individual BMPs or handbook like this for their facilities. So that's the primary goal. Other goals, reasons why I brought it on is because it's great for other stakeholders within Hawaii, whether it's our general managers, owners of the properties, or community members, legislators, and regulators to be able to reference it and understand what our superintendents are doing every day to care for the golf courses and for the environment at the same time. It really started through the efforts of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, setting a goal for every state to adopt individualized, customized guides or handbooks for their own state by the end of 2020. So we're a year ahead of that curve, so we're super excited about that. And that's really, you know, the goal in getting it started. That was kind of what initiated it, but it's also just to have that reference on a daily basis for our superintendent.
So they can go to it, absolutely. And there's 12 points to it. The best practices, best management practices, providing this guidance for the Hawaii Golf Course maintenance professionals. 12 key areas: archaeological awareness, wildlife protection, surface water management, water quality monitoring, nutrient use, integrated pest management, energy, lots of others. And on the website, I want to bring Joe, I want you to come in now. At Sabonic, they have bees. They're beekeepers. And on the Hawaii handbook, I saw where there's some beekeeping on a golf course. Was that a picture of one of our local courses?
I'm not sure on that particular picture where Gina got that one.
Yes, that is at Mauna Kea. On the Big Island.
Okay. That's awesome. I mean, bees have been declared the most important creature on the planet. So to see that you know, they're being incorporated as, you know, wildlife on the course, they need to be taken care of just like all the others. But back to you, Joe, you are, of course, one of the steering committee members who put together and developed this handbook, including Les Jeremiah, who was involved, Luke Bennett, Michael Atwood, Scott Main, a lot of guys coming together. Where did you get your guidance and what these 12 different focuses would be?
So we kind of all broke it up. A few of the sections we worked on together, but me, it was a large mission to put all this together. By everyone taking on certain areas, it helped delegate it out, and then we would meet together and go over and make changes to make sure it met everyone's same standard.
Yeah, and expectations. Another beautiful part about this is the HGCSA, the Hawaii Golf Course Superintendents Association, is the first state chapter to integrate the United Nations Sustainability Development Goals throughout the handbook. So these are global goals. And in addition to that, of course, Hawaii's sustainability goals have been put out for a while. And one sentences that I just couldn't help but want to quote here from the book: "We believe it is our kuleana, our responsibility to our land and communities, to operate using sustainable methods of natural resource management." Is that something, Joe, that's just kind of within someone who wants to become a superintendent?
I think every superintendent's goal is to ensure that we're taking care of the land and wanting to make sure it's environmentally sound and creating sustainability for future generations.
Yeah, it's part of your nature. Why else would you want to spend so much time in the dirt? You know, I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It's like having a gigantic garden, only it has a lot of different little micro ecosystems that you have to take care of in different ways and make sure that the one doesn't intrude on the other. Gina, the archaeological aspect of this handbook, tell us many of the golf courses have incorporated archaeological pathways and different stones that are taken care of, revered, and made sure that they're left exactly as they're found, built around. Is that a part of it? Do you find artifacts? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this is very unique to Hawaii in that to back up just a little bit, Danielle, the GCSAA, the national organization, they've created a base kind of core template when they started this entire initiative to build this out nationwide. And we took that template and customized it and built upon it. As Joe had mentioned, each person took a different section. We collaborated together. We also involved other stakeholders from the regulatory field in Hawaii, as well as golf course architects and other stakeholders to collaborate with us. We built one of the key things for our state is that it's unique with archaeological awareness, and it's something that's a chapter you wouldn't find in any other state. So we have a whole section devoted to that within the handbook, and a lot of it is around the proper permitting, the proper consultation and stakeholders and teams that you need to get involved from the very beginning, whether it's new course construction or whether it's renovation. And then also sectioning off those areas to keep them as protected sites and using signage and education for members and guests and golfers to understand the importance of these areas. So our superintendents are really honed in on being sensitive to that. And that is something that we've thought it was important enough to dedicate an entire chapter to. Mm-hmm. And I know Joe actually has an area at his course, I think, that he could maybe speak to around some of the steps that they've taken in terms of the signage and in terms of being aware and careful around that.
Go ahead, Joe, could you?
Yeah, we're really blessed. We actually have a cultural resources manager on property as well that we work with. And we have a few different archaeological sites on the property, one of them being Lama Kui Kui, which means light beacon. And so it was one of three lighthouses that they used to use to be able to get the canoes in without getting hung up on the reef. And so they would use the harbor, the one on our property, and there's one above it, and they would use the kukuina oil to light on fire and be able to have it blow onto the rock so that they could see their direction back into the harbor.
It's fantastic. Those are the things that, you know, when you're listening to this, you realize that golf, you think of golf. You know, a lot of our listeners are casual. Some people don't even play golf. But in a golf course, there's so much going on. So much needs to be tended to for it to work. And playing on a golf course, walking on a golf course and pretending like you know how to play, which is kind of what I've been reduced to with very little time to keep my game up, you know, but just being there makes you feel so good. And changing up a little bit on the climate and the changes, I was reading in your handbook about the Hawaiian island chain possessing 10 zones of the Köppen climate classification system, the most widely used system adopted by climatologists for identifying and defining worldwide climate zones. 10 zones. That's an incredible amount of work with microclimates and meteorological conditions. Just a lot of stuff that was put into this handbook. I just commend all of you for doing an absolutely fabulous job. I was just going through this. You can see what we're talking about at HawaiiGolfBMP.org. That's B like best, M like management, P like practices, HawaiiGolfBMP.org, and check it out. Any last comments? I mean, I'd love to talk with you guys more about this handbook in the future. I was reading about the Sustainable Hawaii Initiative, how you've incorporated those sustainable development goals into this handbook. There's so much information in here. It's magnificent. Joe, any final thought that I didn't give you a chance to express?
I think, if anyone can get the opportunity to read it, please do. It really enlightens people on, you know, our goal to ensure that we're creating a positive, environmentally sound future for golf. And this is an opportunity for people to understand all the different aspects that we look into to ensure we're doing that.
Yeah, and Joe is golf course superintendent at the club at Kukui'ula, steering committee member who developed the handbook. Gina, any final thought you'd like to have, or to express, rather?
Yes, thank you. I like Joe said, I would just definitely encourage folks to read this. There's so much information and detail. I think golfers would themselves would find it very intriguing and interesting to better understand what goes on, you know, behind the scenes and all the care that's taken with the golf courses. And I would say the community members, I think, would be, even if they're non-golfers, mm-hmm. would be very interested in reading about, you know, the things, the benefits that golf courses provide the community in terms of, sustainability aspects, like stormwater filtration or surface water filtration, helping with cleaning water as it flows through the course and gets absorbed into the turf, providing green space to help get folks in touch with nature, and also the ability to help preserve wetland areas and protect certain areas, and promoting wildlife habitats too for a lot of our, like the nene bird, the endangered species. So there's so many great benefits and so much detail in the handbook. So I would just definitely encourage folks to go to the website and read more about it.
Excellent. And so golfers, the least you can do is replace the divot and fix your ball mark, because they're really busy guys.
That's right.
Thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate your time, Joe and Gina. Aloha.
Thank you, Danielle.
All right. Mahalo.
We're going to come back. We've got some interesting data from Golf Data Tech about the directions we be going. And is it working? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we are KPUA Hilo, K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu, K-O-N-I, Lanai City, K-T-O-H, Kalaheo. Now, we're going to have three guys coming in from Italy, because golf for Italy, or Italy for golf. Italy for golf. Wouldn't you just love to go to Italy, get to know Italy and play golf? They're coming up. But first, there is so much going on in trying to grow the game, give everybody every opportunity to watch every round of golf, every stroke shot by every player. My goodness gracious, I think we're getting just a little bit overboard with this thing. You know, the streaming service that lets you watch every shot played by every player. John Krznowiec is with us. He's a partner in Golf Data Tech, and he came out with some interesting findings about, is this working? Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good, John. I appreciate you being here with us because I've often wondered about, you know, all the things we're doing with a streaming service. NBC got the Sports Gold service for all sports and their golf platform. It's PGA Tour Live, $10 a month, $64.99, okay, $65 a year. Amazon Prime offers PGA Tour Live via Prime Video. They've got the Challenge, Japan Skins, the RSM Classic, the President's Cup, the regular PGA Tour, but you won't be able to watch the majors. That's $9.99. I love that. It's $10 a month. No cable required. So is all of this really getting to the golfers that would want to watch these events?
Well, I mean, we just completed a study that we do on a regular basis, and it's clear that golfers are technologically, you know, they're not on the cutting edge for sure because they tend to be a little on the older side, but they're technologically savvy. However, they really don't haven't embraced the streaming services quite the same way that their younger compatriots have done it. So what we found is that typically golfers, if they do stream, it'll be something like the Masters, but more often than not, a serious player just doesn't. It's not in their wheelhouse. I mean, they are just more likely to watch golf live or to, you know, DVR it and watch it themselves when they want later, as opposed to watching it while they're on a golf course or at a baseball game on a streaming service.
Yeah, I kind of had that feeling, and I also wonder whether the younger crowd that's coming along would take the time to watch it on their a streaming device when they're busy doing other things, when they're not on the golf course. Did you find any numbers to tell you how many young people are watching?
Well, I mean, the young people are definitely much more likely, more almost twice as likely to be watching a streaming, you know, and if they are watching streaming services of golf, it's usually live events. However, it's just really the young players who are streaming is still a relatively small percentage of the overall the golf business. You know, it's really the bulk of people who buy equipment and play rounds are the people who are in the 40 to 60 age range, who are in kind of their prime earning years, and they're really out there playing and spending the money and watching TV and watching DVR, you know.
Yeah.
But not necessarily.
Yeah, they're not on a streaming service.
And, no.
Yeah, right. And I imagine what they're spending all this money to build these incredibly infrastructure demanding devices and sites, because it does require a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Is for the future, for then when the 20-somethings today become the 40-somethings, or they're working toward the future, I imagine.
I would believe that's where what the logic is. You know, it's a chicken and egg situation. You have to invest heavily up front to build the infrastructure to deliver the streaming service, and you're kind of betting that the viewers are going to be there. You know, as of right now, we just don't see it. We haven't seen any great pickup in the number of golfers who are using streaming services. It's actually been level for about the last couple of years.
Interesting.
And before that, we did see probably around 2016-17, we saw a pretty steep increase. It almost doubled, but now it's kind of plateaued around 20% of people who say they stream golf events. So it's still relatively small.
You also have some interesting findings in your 2019 World Golf Report. The only global study of golf equipment and apparel sales. How are we doing in that department? Is golf sale equipment sales up? Apparel sales? It seems to be, from watching the media, it seems to be going gangbusters.
Well, it's gotten better. I mean, we certainly, golf, like so many industries in the United States, was hit hard in the recession in 2008, 2009. Golf, because it was so tied to real estate, actually was hurt much worse than many other industries. So we have rebounded from those levels, and the last 2 years have actually been quite good in equipment, balls, clubs, shoes. Those products are all selling pretty well. You know, we're seeing 2-4% increases depending on the category. So overall, things have been pretty good in equipment. You see lots of new products coming, and I just spent time with some of the major manufacturers recently, and there's a lot more coming.
There's a lot more coming. What are the top five golf markets in the world?
Well, the U.S. is certainly the largest by a substantial margin, followed by Japan, which is certainly a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, have some Japanese heritage that would and they are familiar with, you know, with golf. And Korea is a very large market that is certainly impactful. The UK is the home of golf, or where golf began, and then Canada. So we've got, you know, five really good, strong markets. And then you get below the top four, and things start to fall off pretty dramatically, even though there's very passionate golfers in many of the other countries. Just the number of golfers and the number of golf courses is limiting.
Do you see any particular countries where you see an increase?
Well, the country that most people refer to as, you know, the healthiest and seeing a lot of potential is Korea, even though Korea is in the past 10 years really grew very rapidly and then has somewhat held since then. You certainly see the number of outstanding Korean golfers, whether male or female, is, you know, going up dramatically on tour. And a lot of the golf in Korea is actually played the screen golf, which is, you know, the indoor golf, played on simulators. And that's a huge market unto itself that's, is, you know, blowing up around the world, and certainly has upside.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it any time of day, any weather conditions, right? I have heard that in Korea they even have tournaments that are played that way.
Oh, yeah, they're televised.
That's marvelous.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's marvelous. I'm sorry, if it doesn't matter how hot it gets, we can go inside and...
Yeah, and somebody who's from Chicago, or how cold it gets.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, this is very interesting. I'm glad somebody's keeping an eye out on things. It was looking pretty dire for a while there, but we seem to be coming back.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, certainly we have our issues as an industry in terms of trying to grow the number of golfers and trying to engage the younger, the millennials who are there's just a boatload of reasons why they're not coming into the sport quite as much as generations before them. But hopefully, you know, the economy has gotten significantly better, and hopefully we'll find a way to keep growing it. You know, a lot of this is based on economics. And when the economy's good, people are likely to be out recreating and spending money on equipment. And if they're not feeling good about their position in the world with their job or their income, they're not going to. So the better the economy, the better it is for the game of golf.
Well, I'd like to encourage parents, if you can, you don't have to start off with a full-blown, gigantic set of golf clubs. You can start with something simple. Get your kids involved, because it will at some point benefit them in their careers. Whatever they get into, there's always an opportunity. Somebody will say, hey, we've got this charity tournament. Won't you come on and play, be a part of our team? And that makes such a huge difference in everything, the networking, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I mean, one of the great stories, I think, is that of Tony Finau, who grew up, you know, in Salt Lake City. His parents didn't have a lot of money. He and his brothers, literally, his dad, every couple of weeks, would go to a local store and buy them a club, a used club, you know, that he could afford, and that's all they had. And he never had a match set of clubs until he was, like, 18 years old. And so you don't have to have, you know, the ultimate set of clubs when you're 14 years old learning the game. You just got to have the passion to go play and have a place to go play.
Yes.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. I got to give a plug out to the Aloha State Junior Golfers. We get together at Bayview, for instance, on Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Bring your kids. We have a lot of fun. We're right now, our driving range is being upgraded. It's going to get all kinds of fantastic ways for you to track your ball. But it's a great driving range at Bayview. We're on the putting green and we have fun with the kids. We go out for a hole, teach them all kinds of stuff in addition to, you know, how to behave in a group and how to be safe on a golf course and the etiquette of who gets to go first and when do I go and whose turn is it now? Biggest question ever. I want to go first. I want to go first. John Krznowiec, thank you so much for being on the show.
Okay,
real
thanks,
pleasure.
Daniel.
Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to go to Italy because it's time for us to discover the beauty of Italy and gorgeous golf courses. Wait, we'll talk to them right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory, a huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We are located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
We're giving away two rounds of golf, Mililani Golf Club, and the number to call is 808-545-1111. 545-1111. Call now. We want you to be the ninth caller. We haven't gotten our ninth caller yet. Ooh, we got in the clubhouse. You've got to go to italyforgolf.com. Go online, italyforgolf.com. Okay, your browser will automatically get the English. We have Alberto Genovesi, Fabio Gnali, and Mario Taglietti on. They're both, yeah. All of them are principals in Italy for Golf, and I have found the most fantastic. I want to go on the golf and wine. No, I want to go with the ladies' golf and fashion. No, maybe I want to go to Tuscany for ladies. I can't figure out which one I want to go out on. Welcome into the clubhouse. Fabio, hi.
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 Hello.
Hello. And Mario. Hello.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Alberto.
Hello, Danielle. Nice to meet you.
And nice to meet you. We've been talking on over, you know, email. And so now we finally get to speak in person. So I am very impressed with your website. Let's Play Italy, Discover Italy While Playing Golf. I can't think of a better idea. Again, the website is italyforgolf.com. When did you start putting together these tour ideas, these golf experiences?
Well, Alberto speaking. Well, we started about it 1 year ago, and the project aims to bring the golf players and golf clubs and tourism together in Italy. So thanks to the collaboration with tourists and institutional enterprises of excellence alongside the custom evolution of the platform that you have seen, that is italyforgolf.com, we aim to provide services that continue to meet the increasingly demanding desires and needs of golfers worldwide that who wish to have a unique and unforgettable experience in our country. So what we are doing now and for the future, we are establishing a network of golf clubs, hotels, facilities, private companies, for example, and food, wine, and many other activities, and Italian cultural and touristic enterprises in order to propose a variety, complete and, how we can say, appealing a touristic offer to the foreign golfers.
That's,
so
yes.
We want to promote Italy overseas by proposing solution and integrated pathways linking the golf, the hospitality, entertainment, and culture sectors. So we would like to propose an alternative golf vacation comparing to the actual panorama of the informational golf touring, because we think in experiential, and that's why it's also interesting also for non-golfers, though. Everybody can take with himself someone that doesn't play golf and have the same experiences that the golfers can have while they don't play golf.
Yeah, yeah. So the golfer can go play on these spectacular golf courses. This one that I'm looking at italyforgolf.com is in Tuscany, and you just happen to have Discover Tuscany playing golf on three courses with immersive experiences, art, culture, and nature in an all-inclusive solution, four-star hotel. It sounds fantastic. What are some of the things that Discover Tuscany? Where would we go to discover the art?
Well, I think the art is everywhere in Tuscany, as everybody knows. So we think that, for instance, Florence is the first place where you can see the art, the wine, and something else. So all the three golf courses are nearby Florence area, and in a few minutes at the end of your day on the golf course, you will have a great experience. For instance, in the Uffizi, more than in the other famous art places that are in the middle of Florence. So it's not important to have your own car to go there, but we provide with a private transfer from the golf clubs directly to the center of Florence, and so people doesn't have to worry about anything like the car or the parking or something like that.
It's wonderful.
So art is one of the most beautiful things you can see in Florence, but not only in Florence, because there are a lot of little places around Florence that can be seen and that have a lot of history, because they were founded in the 12th century. So a lot of history around Florence, and not only Florence.
Speaking of Tuscany, we're going to go to the Tuscany for Ladies, an all-inclusive week to discover the Florentine specialties, plus luxury shopping, a cooking class, and golf improvement.
Yeah.
So you're going to teach us.
We think that these are three great activities for the ladies. And we want to involve very much the ladies because we think that the women in golf world is a great target. And not so many companies at the moment look at that kind of target, but we think it's really interesting because around the world there are a lot of people, a lot of women that play golf. So we are really interested in the in that kind of tourism.
Yeah, there's another. Isn't Milan one of the fashion capitals of the world?
Yeah,
am I in the right part of the world? Where is Garda Lake?
Yeah, it's actually pretty close to Milan.
Pretty
like,
close. Yes, yes.
80 kilometers, maybe less.
Yeah, and you have ladies, golf, and fashion. So all-inclusive golf break on Garda Lake, unforgettable holiday spent in Italy, combining sport, relaxation, fashion, and wine at the highest level. I mean, you know, this is this is almost irresistible, guys. I'm speaking with Alberto Genovesi, Fabio Canali, Mario Taglietti, principals in Italy for Golf. So italyforgolf.com is where you go to see these wonderful packages. Now, for the guys and for the ladies, the Ryder Cup is going to be in Italy. And so you can get to know Rome before the Ryder and experience the thrill of the 2022 Ryder Cup, play on four of Rome's best golf courses, an unforgettable golf week in the Eternal City. This sounds fantastic. Can you tell us which golf courses?
Well these are very, very interesting. Fabio can speak about that.
Okay.
Oh, the courses involved in this experience are the Old Jaffa Golf Club, the Consoli Golf Club, Acqua Santa Golf Club, and Castel Gandolfo Golf Club. These all four golf clubs are historic clubs, very beautiful, and theater of many tournaments, Italian and international too. And this experience is also interesting for all the other activities that the golfer can do here in Rome, and also because of the dinners that are in selected restaurants with typical and regional food in Rome, and also in this experience too, it's only all inclusive and with hospitality and food from stars quality awards, and a variety of challenging golf courses, and attention paid down to the finest detail.
It's wonderful. This is golf for Italy. Okay, or rather, Italy for Golf. I don't know why I say what, golf for Italy. Italy for Golf. The demand for high-quality, exclusive experiences integrated into an all-inclusive solution perfectly fits the complete customized tourist offer, okay? So that's what they'll do for you. They have these packages, a weekend. Let's see, you're visiting anyway, you're going to Italy, and here is a weekend of pure golf and the Franciacorta wines that you can then experience on that weekend, play golf, have a beautiful wine experience. So many different things wrapped up into one Italy for Golf experience. Really a great place. I mean, you can't get any much. I want to go. All right. So, guys, thank you so much for being on the show. Fabio Canali, Mario Taglietti.
Thank you.
Alberto Genovesi. It's a pleasure talking with you. You got to go to Italy for Golf. That's it. See, you go to Italy for Golf. We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock and inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We are located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Yeah, it looks so beautiful. I'm still looking at italyforgolf.com. Just seeing, you know, just being there is wonderful, but then being able to experience all the things they've put together because, of course, they know. Lovely. All right. Speaking of travels, Golf Advisor Round Trip Getaway Maui, December 1 through the 7th. That is 6 nights, 4 nights in Ka'anapali, 2 nights at Wailea at the Fairmont Kealani, 5 rounds of golf. And of course, the guy who's hosting it is Matt Chinella. So that would be a whole lot of fun to go to. Just go to Golf Advisor Round Trip Getaway Maui and enjoy that. I want to thank the Atomic Penguins who created our fabulous website, since I've been sending you to so many this morning. They can make one for you too. Just go to radiogolfclub.com. You can click on the Atomic Penguins banner at the bottom, and they're very reasonably priced. Really great people there too. I want to thank the great people who make this show possible, but first we have to congratulate the winner. The winner of our Mililani Golf Club round, Sandra. Sandra of IEA, you're going to have a great time because they work really hard, like all the golf course superintendents do, to make sure that you're going to have a fabulous time. And speaking of having a fabulous time, why don't you go play a round of golf today? There's one opening at Hapuna, I believe it is, and no, make that Volcano. Volcano has a 10-20. Makalei has a 10-48. Poipu has a 9-50. And we've got a Royal Hawaiian Country Club on Oahu, a 10-30. And Kahili, the Maui Bar Association's got a shotgun going on. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And at Maui Nui, there's a 9-28. And we're going to have a beautiful day today. Of course, high cloudiness, a few scattered showers, the high today 89. We can deal with that. The trades, hey, did you hear that earlier in the show? They're only 130 days out of the year now. 130 used to be like 310. Okay, so thank you to the people who make this show possible. Aloha Power Equipment. Weed it, whack it, blow it, mow it. you got to go to Aloha Power. They've got more equipment in stock at both Sand Island and Waipahu locations than any store in town. That's Aloha Power Equipment. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or, sewer pipes do break. Or mud inundates your home. Actually, it's left over after the water's gone. Call Oahu Extraction as soon as the problem happens. 24/7. They're on site in 90 minutes. You should have this number someplace close by. 330-6212. 330-6212. OahuExtraction.com. Bougainville Flooring Superstore with Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. Carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile. Over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. And they're having their 29th anniversary sale. So you really need to go now. Why pay more? Installation supplies like tools and adhesives and floor prep and grout and cleaners and so much more. Just go stop in. It's Bougainville Flooring Superstore near the NEX. And Creative Plumbing. No project is too big, not too big for Creative Plumbing. Whether it's a new build, a renovation, or a repair, you know the complications. You don't want to have to redo something. You're going to go to Creative Plumbing. Only the best. And if you'd like to listen to the show, it's RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.